This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the India AI Impact Expo at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi also visited different stalls at the expo. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Electronics and IT Jitin Prasad were also present on the occasion. The India AI Impact Expo 2026 is being held till the 20th of February alongside the India AI Impact Summit at Bharat Mandapam. The expo will serve as a national demonstration of AI in action, where policy meets practice, innovation meets scale, and technology meets the everyday citizen. Spread across 10 arenas covering more than 70,000 square meters, the expo has brought together global technology firms, startups, academia and research institutions, union ministries, state governments, and international partners. The expo also features 13 country pavilions, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The expo is featuring over 600 high-potential startups, many of them building globally relevant and population-scale solutions. Earlier, the India AI Impact Summit 2026 began in the national capital today. It is the first-ever global artificial intelligence, that is AI summit, to be hosted in the Global South. The five-day summit positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks and scalable solutions for public good. Over 100 countries have been invited to take part in the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. On the commencement of the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post emphasized that the occasion is a proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the field of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. President Draupadi Murmu today said that efforts should be made to preserve and promote the Old Chiki script of Santhali language. Addressing the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script in New Delhi, President Murmu said, "Old Chiki is a powerful introduction to the Santhali community." She said, "It also serves as a means of establishing unity within the Santhali community." The president said that the Old Chiki script is expanding not only in the country but also worldwide. She praised the central government's decision to conduct the UPSC exam in Old Chiki script. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. He urged everyone to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust between the institutions.
All of us will have to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust rather than belittling it, reducing it, creating that breakup between different institutions without creating the alternative. There will have to be a technical and legal solution. I have interacted with ministers from more than 20 countries on this. Every one of them believes that time has come when the society has to look at it with a fresh, in a totally new way. The construct of freedom of speech has to be with responsibility on the person who is speaking.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that indigenous development of critical technologies is essential to ensure national security and strategic autonomy. The minister stated this while interacting with scientists and officials at the Gas Turbine Research Establishment of the Defence Research and Development Organization, DRDO, in Bengaluru today. Iran's foreign minister met with the head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency today, ahead of a second round of negotiations with the United States over Tehran's nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met with Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, a Group B match is underway between Australia and host Sri Lanka at the Palekele International Stadium. Put into bat, Australia were 136 for 4 in 14 overs when reports last came in. Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl first. Earlier, England defeated Italy by 24 runs in a Group C match at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.